Right Honorable Governor Stuyvesant, on behalf of the inhabitants of the town of Flushing, please accept this remonstrance, our respectful protest. You have been pleased to send unto us a certain command that we should not receive any of those people called Quakers. But for our part, we cannot condemn them, nor can we stretch out our hands against them. For from Christ God only comes a consuming and loving fire. We desire, therefore, not to judge, lest we be judged, nor to condemn, lest we be condemned, but rather let every man stand or fall on his own. We are bound by the law to do good unto all men, and if the law assaults us, our advocate will plead for us our own conscience, which alone is betwixt God and our own souls. The powers of this world can neither attack us nor excuse us. For if God justifies, who can condemn? And if God condemns, none can justify. And for those jealousies and suspicions which some have of these Quakers, that they are destructive of the state, that cannot be. Witness those two great examples, Moses and Christ, whom all magistrates are to follow, whom God raised up and defended against all enemies. The law of God will stand, and that of man, when contrary, will come to naught. The Lord taught Moses to give liberty in the state. The law is designed for the good of all. It can truly judge who is good, who is evil, who is true, and who is false, and it can pass sentence of life or death against that man which rises up against that fundamental law. The law of love, peace, and liberty extends to Jews, Turks, Egyptians, as they are considered sons of Adam, which is the glory of the state of Holland. So the law of love, peace, and liberty extends to all in Christ Jesus, condemns hatred, war, and bondage. Our desire is not to offend one of his little ones, in whatsoever form, name, or title he appears, whether Presbyterian, Independent, Baptist, or Quaker. But we shall be glad to see anything of God in any of them, desiring to do unto all men as we desire all men should do unto us, which is the true law, both of church and state. Therefore, if any of those said persons come in love unto us, we cannot in conscience lay violent hands upon them, but we will give them free egress and regress unto our town and our houses, as God shall persuade our consciences. For we are bound by the law of God and man to do good unto all men and evil to no man. And this is according to the charge of our town, which we are not willing to violate. We remain your humble subjects, the inhabitants of Flushing, written this 27th day of December, in the year 1657, by me, Edward Hart, Clericus.